Trying to avoid a shutdown, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The yeas are 224 and the nays are 201.
The House approving a temporary spending bill to maintain government funding past Friday night's midnight deadline gives Congress another week to negotiate a longer-term spending measure. House Republican Whip Steve Scalise says Democrats are irresponsible for letting it get this close.
This has to change. We're going to change it, but they shouldn't do this on their last gasp right out the door before Christmas.
The Senate will consider the temporary funding bill on Thursday. The Federal Reserve Board has boosted interest rates for the seventh time this year.
The inflation data received so far for October and November show a welcome reduction in the monthly pace of price increases. But it will take substantially more evidence to give confidence that inflation is on a sustained downward path.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell suggesting there'll be another interest rate hike early in the new year. More severe weather Wednesday across the South. A tornado reported within the last hour south of Tallahassee, Florida. Florida State University students were urged to take cover. Three people were killed in twisters in Louisiana. Jefferson County Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng.
Very, very difficult night. Difficult to be out here with the residents who are clearing out their homes. I mean, we know what this is like for hurricanes, and I think everybody thought we kind of dodged a bullet with the hurricane season this year, and for us to be in December and having to see these people have such destruction on their homes, it's very, very difficult.
Mississippi has carried out the last execution of the year. Thomas Loden Jr. was given a lethal injection for the rape and murder of a 16-year-old girl who was killed 22 years ago when she had a flat tire and was pulled on the side of the road. Well, Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow dropped 142 points, NASDAQ down 86, the S&P 500 closing 24 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A judge in New York ruling the city's plan for handling mentally ill homeless people remain in place for now.
The judge said there was currently no evidence that irreparable harm would likely occur before he rules on the request made by homeless advocates to halt the program. Last month, New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced he wanted police and city medics to more aggressively get the severely mentally ill off the streets and subways and into treatment. Homeless advocates say police officers should not be first responders for those needing help. Healthcare. In New York City, Lee Silicera, Fox News.
Former Arizona Republican governor candidate Carrie Lake is suing her state's elections officials, claiming governor-elect Katie Hobbs used early ballots to cheat her way to victory.
We vote for a full month in Arizona with early ballots, and on election day when the Republicans showed up, the election day voting was sabotaged, and that's what our case is going to prove. It's a 70-page lawsuit that reads like a real crime novel.
Lake lost by about 17,000 votes. Hobbs was the state's chief elections official at the time. A California judge has ruled the man accused of attacking Paul Pelosi will move forward.
San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins says the attempted murder case against David DePape heads to trial.
The outcome was what I expected, which is that we filed the charges that based on what evidence we had and that we had sufficient evidence beyond a reasonable doubt that he committed these acts.
DePape held without bail ahead of a December 28th arraignment, accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, with a hammer in their home. Also facing charges including assault with a deadly weapon, and he's pled not guilty to federal charges, including attempted kidnapping. Evidence included a police interview with DePape alleging he planned to target others, including California Governor Gavin Newsom and Tom Hanks. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.